David Bowie.
Rock and Roll Suicide.
Here in the mix.
Great song.
Yes.
It is.
Speaking of kind of world music and tying it into David Bowie, there's some great covers on the Life Aquatic soundtrack of some David Bowie songs done in, and I forget the gentleman's name, but it is done in a in the native style of different language, whatever it was he was talking. I can't think of the name, but it is just so beautiful, and it is just
Dave Bowie stuff is just great anyway. It's so. It works on so many different levels that it's great. It's great fun music to listen to.
Wes Anderson,
that's the director.
I'm gonna, as soon as I find this, I'm probably gonna butcher the name.
And that's kind of what I'm living for right now. to take the heat off me of not thinking of his name.
SEUJORGE.
Yes, and he does that is all acoustic, and it is just it's an interesting take on it. It's a beautiful cover of the stuff.
Tell us some more about what you got coming up at NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library Systems.
We were talking about holidays, so we've got Christmas with the library family coming up on December 17th. That is at 5:30, and a certain someone is going to be sweeping down a chimney and saying hello.
If it's at the 11th Street, he can just hop through one of the holes in the roof, can he?
No. Okay. They've got that side will not have holes. There will be a chimney there. There will be a fireplace there in the library, specially installed, probably by me.
Non-functional, maybe.
Yeah, there will definitely not be fire coming out of it.
Okay.
But the red-suited gentleman known as Santa will be popping up. And
I was hoping it was the cat.
Well, no, he's going to be. He will have moved on to other places at that time. He's got groovy places to be.
Okay. I'm sorry. We might have to do a remote from Cat.
You really need to go out there and get yourself a Pete the Cat book. I mean, there are literally hundreds of these things. I mean, his groovy buttons, his school shoes. There's, I forget the title of it, but it's a baseball one. There's, going to school. It's all kinds of stuff. He's popular.
Well, I've been out of the youngster business long enough that this was not a thing at the time. We were much more into Dr. Seuss than...
Dr. Seuss was big in my era, too. I mean, I'm not going to show my age here, but yeah, Pete the Cat was after me as well, but it's definitely a popular book. You see it going in and out all the time.
Okay. Well, let's do, you want to do a little history?
Sure.
Okay. This falls under the heading of Call Me Ishmael. In 1820, on November 20th, an American vessel was actually sunk by a sperm whale.
Wow.
So Moby Dick is not all that far from the truth. The American whaler Essex, which hailed from Nantucket, Massachusetts, is attacked by an 80-ton sperm whale 2,000 miles from the western coast of South America.
Well, it was a whaler, so I guess he got what he deserved.
They ticked off the wrong whale. The 238-ton Essex was in pursuit of sperm whales. They were using them for whale oil and bone and things like that. When an enraged bull whale rammed the ship twice and capsized the vessel, there are 20 members in the crew. I think about only five of the men survived.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, some of them didn't survive because they were eaten by the people in the boat with them.
Oh.
They actually were drawing straws to see who got to be dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a...
Vengeance is the whales.
Vengeance is a lot on the whales. Don't tick off the whales, you know.
And the advent of petroleum really helped continue to save the whale population.
Yeah, there are still some cultures that like whale meat. And this is a great bone of contention for a lot of the environmental groups. There are still cultures that are taking whales and... there are not many whales left. We need to leave them alone. Need to help them when we can. They don't need to end up. I'm sure if we work at it hard enough, we can come up with a synthetic whale burger. We've already come up with a synthetic cow burger. I mean, how much more difficult could it be?
And to all those whale listeners out there, live long and prosper, my brothers and sisters.
Okay.
I don't know if we reach.
I don't know if I. And now, wait a minute. Let me ask you this, Caleb. Am I scared at this point?
I don't know, Tom.
Okay.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Okay. We have one more little thing, actually. It's not a little thing. It's a big thing.
The first module of the International Space Station, Zarya, is launched.
That wasn't it. Actually, this is from yesterday, so you wouldn't have it on your screen.
Oh.
Oh,
but
trick
we
question.
Didn't have a show yet. we had a county commission meeting instead of a show. This is, it was the anniversary, November 19th, 1863, of one of the greatest pieces of oratory ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve and I were talking about it off air. It was the delivery of the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. And it is only a couple of paragraphs long. I guess it's about like 12 sentences. There's not many periods.
There's
in
a lot
that.
Of commas in there.
A lot of commas, no periods. It was a great piece of oratory and lives there with ask not what your country can do for you. You came up with one from Churchill.
You put me on the spot, and I don't even remember what I said 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. There have been some really, really great moments in oratory from leadership.
It's not Churchill, but I mean, it's definitely up there mm-hmm. with, you know, today's a date that will live in infamy mm-hmm. or...
Yeah, those things. And anyway, it was... he followed somebody who had given a two-hour speech, and he came in with a two-minute speech. So
that's how you get them. You go...
Yeah, that's a good way to... And I can't even remember who the other guy was, but when I was in, like, third grade, I had to be able... I had to memorize this give it as a address to the class.
Third grade for you was, like, 2 weeks after the address was given?
Yes, it was. It was still very fresh in everybody's mind. Thank you. I will get even. Don't you worry there. I think I'll just... You want to do the first sentence on that, Stephen?
Sure. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
And we go down a few sentences later, and I'll take part of the last sentence because it's a long one. That from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. This guy could write, I'm telling you.
And while you were learning it firsthand from, you know, the newspaper accounts of it, I guess we were learning it from, Bill and Ted, and the one part that's not on here that I'm pretty sure was actually in the speech, and they just left it off, was, "Party on, dudes!"
Well, we got to take a quick break.
Okay, we're going to take him out and hose him down with some crushed ice, and we'll be back.
Here on The Mix.